Welcome to Between the Lines. Listening to literature online. This is show number 85, Spring Haiku Companion. Hailing from Japan, haiku is the shortest poetic form. 575 is not necessary. It's a guideline. Matsuo Basho put haiku on the map in the 1600s. Goes way back to Buddhist, Taoist, Confucius, and other influences. It is now a worldwide phenomenon in many languages. As with Zen rock gardens, Ikebana flower arranging, the tea ceremony, the shakuhachi flute, is a minimalist art, and less is more. First two haiku by Matsuo Basho, and the last one by Yosa Buson. These are translated by Robert Haas. First day of spring, I keep thinking about the end of autumn. A cold rain starting, and no hat. So, coming back, so many pathways. Through the spring grass. This is your host, Monk. Thank you for listening. It's another edition of Haiku Companion. So far have done autumn, summer, autumn, winter, and a haiku overview. So this completes the cycle. Perhaps would figure there'd be more seasonally, occasionally. It's a nice way to introduce the season. And I don't know numbers-wise, but haiku seems particularly prominent in the springtime because there's so much happening, so much new plants and weather's changing, birds return to the area. There's a lot going on, so there's a lot of those moments that make a haiku or those firsts. Things that are first are often a little bit of a knack for coming up with a haiku idea. So I do get a bit, feel the extra juice of haiku this time of year, though again, I'm not sure production-wise if it's any different, perhaps easier than winter, but we'd have to do a study and count it all, and that is not important right now. So this is going to be a pretty simple show, reading some haiku, perhaps some comments, and a little bit of singing bowl at the end. In my hut this spring, there is nothing, there is everything. That's by Sodo. In my hut this spring, there is nothing, there is everything. Spring begins quietly from the stork's pace. Spring begins quietly from the stork's pace. Shoha. That sound, it's a very simple haiku in its way, but a thing I like about it a lot is that it reminds me of just those particular moments and when something, anything, could be anything, begins, and how we notice those moments. And that is one of the essences of the haiku, is that sort of hyper-consciousness attention to the moment. And the stork's pace, that reminds me of the Tao, and the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And the next two are by the Zen master Soen Nakagawa Roshi. Have mentioned his book before, Endless Vow. And one of the things I really like about his haiku is that he has that Zen consciousness quality that he puts into the haiku. And I'll explain that afterwards. Here's two of them. Step by step, a newborn lamb, eternal spring. Step by step, a newborn lamb, eternal spring. Young ox plodding home, original spring. Young ox plodding home, original spring. Now, what stands out is the eternal spring and original spring. So, the thing I like, again, what I like about his Zen take on it is that it's not just your average nature haiku. He's touching into something. Perhaps you need to know a little bit about Zen to catch the depth of it, but you know, original spring, Zen talks a lot about the original nature or the original state of being, that timeless meditative place that we can all tap into, sort of original mind kind of thing. So the other part is just reminding of that, when it's spring, there's sort of an eternal sense of things blooming and how it's not just this spring, but it is other springs and future springs as well. So I guess all that's open to interpretation, but I do like want to point out that extra kind of extra twist that from my haiku taste, I like to read and to try to get into my own haiku when possible. And the next one's by Ryota. In the morning breeze rise skylarks single-heartedly. And this has a note from R.H. Blythe's book. The last line has two meanings in the original Japanese: in a straight line, undeviatingly, and earnestly, with all one's heart, intently, as if possessed. In the morning breeze rise skylarks single-heartedly. And the next one is by a local poet, Betsy Dickerson. Spring rain, the dog shakes cold droplets off her back. Spring rain, the dog shakes cold droplets off her back. And this one by Kobayashi Issa, one of the masters of haiku. A swallow flew out of the nose of the great Buddha. And the note on this one is it is said to have been written about the statue at Nara or Kamakura. So if you look up online, Nara or Kamakura, you'll see some of those statues of the tremendous, tremendous Buddha. And, if you went to look at it, you would be you'd be in awe just at the size of it. So that's where that one comes from. A swallow flew out of the nose of the great Buddha. The returning wild geese mingle with the pilgrims. The returning wild geese mingle with the pilgrims. It's by Ransetsu. A day of spring in the garden, sparrows bathing in the sand. A day of spring in the garden, sparrows bathing in the sand. Onitsura. The young sparrow manifests happiness in its wings. The young sparrow manifests happiness in its wings. It's by Sekiyu. different, though. The word manifest there is different. That haiku is less of just the, you know, the nature depiction, but more of the just trying to add a little something to it. So that's the choices that haiku poets have. You know, sometimes the nature, just the pure sort of nature depiction, can be beautifully done, but sometimes after a while it can get boring in a sense. So that's where that sort of go for the twist, or to try to say something or add something or have a kind of Zen mystery to it. So that's something for the poets to consider. And in general, you know, this time of year, again, is a real optimal time if you're looking to try your hand at some haiku. Being observant to what's going on, looking out the window, noticing the changes, people start wearing different clothes, whatever it is, that the season that has that newness to it is really ripe for ideas. Even if you just jot down some notes, observations, and then try to shape it into a haiku, anything like that, you know, give it a whirl. And feel free to email me. It's easy to give comments on haiku. So that is that. On that portion, I'm going to finish up with about 5 of my haiku. And some of these I may have read on the show before. But the first one, let's see, the second. Well, there's one I'm going to explain. Anyway, and I'm going to accompany with a little bit of singing bowl. How the indoor hibiscus knew to bloom to the day of spring. Rain on the windshield, the wipers keeping time to cool jazz. Steam, fog, dawn, the yellow forsythia, everything else gone. An abandoned lot, so many dandelions fenced in. Must be good friends, 3 sparrows gathering on a lilac branch. explanation wanted to give on some of these. Sometimes a haiku is really like a photo album. The one of the forsythia, that one is sort of a personal favorite in the way that it helps me remember and recall just a wonderful moment in life. It was 10 or 12 years ago. I stepped out onto the patio and the forsythia was blooming, and it was a foggy morning, and it was so foggy that all I could see was the just this bright forsythia glowing, surrounded by fog. And so, you know, it took a while to try to, how do I say all that in a haiku and pare it down and convey what I felt? Sometimes I can't do that. Sometimes the moment is just the moment to enjoy and experience as a moment. And, you know, if lucky, it can become a haiku. So that turned into steam, fog, dawn, the yellow forsythia, everything else gone. And again, to me, the everything else gone was kind of a zen, has a bit of that zen feel where it's, you know, the consciousness or the attention is just right in the moment. And the rain on the windshield, the wipers keeping time to cool jazz, that was just one of those, you know, synchronous moments of driving and the rain and the jazz. So, you know, just paying attention, you don't know when the haiku, where the haiku will come from. And the three sparrows gathering on a lilac branch, that one reminds me that the lilac branch is no longer there where I saw it, but you know, there was some sadness at that, thinking of the poem. But then at other times, I sometimes will see three sparrows sitting on the fence or somewhere else. So it's kind of one of those sort of, I don't know, I relate it to the Aborigines dream time, how it sort of carries the message for me when I see the sparrows and I think of that haiku. It's not the exact lilac branch, but there's still the spirit of that, essence of that manifesting. So it's just one of those sort of continuity things. And so whether the haiku helps you with keeping track of nature and the seasons in your yard, the arrivals of birds, the later in the season or whenever they go elsewhere, the flowers blooming, this, that, and the other thing, there's tons of stuff to highlight and focus on for the haiku season. And again, to try to show the sort of juxtaposition, to try to aim for something different, in the sense that, you know, there's this excitement and surge of energy that happens in the beginning of spring, but a lot of times that is tempered by, you know, things are still chilly out and things are still just starting to bloom or starting to bud, and that the earth, the planting takes a while because the actual earth under the ground is still not warm enough for planting. So there's many levels of the season to consider in trying to convey what's really going on, to avoid that sort of cliche, you know, the flowers are blooming and yay, it's spring, as nice as that is. But going for a little bit something different of a haiku flavor to add a sort of deeper view, deeper experience, and to get to something a little meatier in its way. So that'll about wrap it up. Again, All Book Books has a pocket-sized book, Haiku One Breaths, A Voice Through a Tangle. It is about half the book is a how-to write haiku with suggestions and tips and a little bit of background on the history of the form and tracing it back to you know, Buddhist flavors and Taoist flavors and Confucius and all the sort of philosophical background underpinnings that help make the haiku what they are today. And the other half is an anthology of poems, many by myself and a whole bunch of other poets in there. So it's a nice little book that literally can fit in your back pocket and take it with you wherever you go. And also the haiku calendar, which comes out once a year. And so there's nothing going on with that right now except starting to build up a file of haiku for next year. And if you want to be on the email list that you get a haiku every day, similar to the ones that are read today from a variety of sources, ancient classical ones, modern poets, local poets, some of my own, etc. So that is the haiku scoop, short and to the point. I just want to add that one thing. A lot of times it comes up in today's world. I mean, one of the beauties of haiku is that they are adaptable to the brevity of cell phones and text messagings and Twitters or whatever, all the technology that I can barely keep up with sometimes. But the haiku has that going for it. And also, that touches back to the ancient, just simple greetings with people. The communications was part of the origin of the haiku format. So it shows how, regardless of the technology or no technology, there is an essence that continues and fits the form as it may. And the other part about haiku that I often remind myself and sometimes share with friends or people who are just, you know, oh, I didn't have time to, you know, to email you, or I have so much to say, I couldn't put it into words. And so the haiku discipline is a good way to learn to be concise and to just get right to it. Like if you, you know, instead of feeling confused by all that is going on in your life or all that is in your mind at the time, to be able to try to sum things up and just say something to someone briefly, whether it's poetic or not. You know, even sometimes people will tell you, like, how was your day? And they will begin to tell you everything that happened that day in such detail that, you know, you're ready to run. so sometimes it is refreshing to be able to sum up, depending on the situation, sum up what the day was like. And that's, you know, try to do it in, again, that haiku format, haiku frame of mind can serve a lot of purposes that is not just poetic. So after that many words to explain the haiku, we'll leave it simply with thank you for listening, and may you enjoy the burgeoning season. And we'll go out with a track from Kitaro's album called Ancient.